The Triune God and the Tripartite Man. In this booklet, we will consider the very precious matter of the life of the Triune God dispensed into the Tripartite Man. How marvelous that God is triune, and that we are tripartite. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 speaks of the life of the Triune God. Verse 10 reveals that this life has been dispensed into our spirit, and has caused our spirit to become life. Furthermore, according to verse 6, this life can be dispensed into our mind and can cause our mind to be life also. Ultimately, as verse 11 discloses, the divine life can even be imparted into our mortal bodies. In these verses we see the three parts of man: the spirit, the soul, represented by the mind, and the body. The spirit is the center, the body is the circumference, and the mind is in between. From the center through the middle to the circumference, the life of the Triune God is being dispensed into our entire being. The life that is dispensed into us. The life that is to be dispensed into the three parts of man is the life of the Triune God. In chapter 8, verse 2, Paul speaks of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. In this phrase, the Triune God is implied. The Spirit and Christ, the Son, are mentioned explicitly, whereas God the Father is implied by the fact that the Spirit is the Spirit of God. Hence, here we have God, Christ, and the Spirit. However, the main point is not the Triune God, but life. To speak of the Spirit of life is actually to say that the Spirit is life. The life here is the very life of the Triune God. When we were regenerated, we received another life, a life in addition to our natural life. There are various kinds of life: plant life, animal life, human life, and divine life. As humans, we all have a physical life and a psychological life. The physical life and the psychological life are indicated by the Greek words bios and psyche, respectively. When Paul speaks of life in Romans chapter 8, however, he uses still another Greek word, the word zoe. In the Bible, zoe denotes God's life, the divine, infinite, uncreated, eternal life. This is the life we receive by believing in the Lord Jesus. As John chapter 3, verse 36 says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life." In verses 2, 6, 10, and 11 of Romans chapter 8, Paul uses this Greek word for life to indicate that the dispensation of God is to dispense zoe into our being. In other words, God desires to dispense himself as zoe into all three parts of man's being. The dispensation of the divine zoe into us began when we were regenerated. According to chapter 8, verse 2, this life is the Spirit and it is in Christ Jesus. But now, through God's dispensation, it also has something to do with us. Without this life, we are doomed to perish. Praise the Lord that when we were regenerated, Zoe was dispensed into our spirit. A long process. In order for the divine life to be dispensed into us, this life first had to pass through a long process involving incarnation, human living, crucifixion, burial, resurrection, ascension, and descension. The life dispensed into us is actually the process Triune God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, this life could not be dispensed into man, for as yet it had not passed through the necessary stages. But now it is fully possible for such a wonderful life to be dispensed into us. This life is present and available, and we can receive it simply by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus. Our spirit being life. Romans chapter 8, verse 10 says, "If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is life because of righteousness." That the Spirit in this verse is not the Holy Spirit is proved by the fact that here Paul contrasts the body with the Spirit. Paul says that the body is dead, but that the Spirit is life. We would expect him to say that the Spirit is living. Instead, he says that the Spirit is life, or Zoe. When we call on the name of the Lord Jesus, this Zoe gets into our spirit and causes our spirit to become Zoe. Now not only the Triune God is life, but our spirit is also life. If we see this, we shall have the boldness to declare to the whole universe, and especially to Satan, that our spirit is life. We shall proclaim that at least one part of our being, our spirit, is Zoe. Oh, how we all need this revelation. May we see not only that we are saved and regenerated, but also that the innermost part of our being has become life. Knowing that our spirit is Zoe will be a great help to us in our daily living. When you are tempted to lose your temper, do not suppress your anger. Instead, simply declare, "My spirit is Zoe." Likewise, if your wife or husband gives you a difficult time, do not argue, but tell the one troubling you that your spirit is Zoe. Saying this enables us to resist Satan's temptations. Praise the Lord, our spirit is Zoe. The reason that I am so lively and energetic is that my spirit is Zoe. However, I spent years in organized Christianity and no one told me that my spirit is Zoe. I was instructed in various religious practices, but I was not told that my spirit is life. But now I know that the divine Zoe has been dispensed into my spirit, into the center of my being. Now I know that my spirit has become Zoe. Not the bright virtue but the triune God as life. Confucius was a great ethical philosopher who taught his disciples to develop what he called the inner bright virtue. What he called the bright virtue is actually the conscience. The disciples of Confucius may have a bright virtue, but we have the divine life. In fact, the very divine being himself has come into us to be our life. There is no comparison between the bright virtue and the triune God as the divine life. Because we realized that our spirit was life, we were able to convince a number of philosophical teachers in China to believe in the Lord Jesus. They boasted that they knew how to develop the bright virtue within. After listening to them for a while, we would tell them that what they had was nothing in comparison to what we had. Some of them were very surprised and inquired honestly about this. We explained that as Christians, we have the triune God in us as our life. We told them that what they have may be a bright virtue, something created by God, but what we have is the very creator of this bright virtue. We helped them see that this creator has passed through incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection. Now he is both in ascension and available to come into anyone who calls on his name. As a result of such a testimony, many of those philosophical teachers opened to the Lord, called on his name, and received him into them to be their life. Then they themselves testified about the difference between the bright virtue and the divine life. By preaching the gospel on a high level in this way, we brought a good number of professors, doctors, nurses, and lawyers to the Lord. Our mind becoming life. We have emphasized the fact that our spirit has become life because Christ dwells within us. But what about our soul and body? Consider verse 6, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace." Here we see that our mind can also be Zoe. When we set our mind on the spirit, our mind, which represents our soul, becomes Zoe. We do not need to follow the way of Confucius to cultivate the bright virtue. Instead, we simply set our mind on the spirit, and our mind becomes Zoe. This is the dispensation of the divine life into our soul. In our daily living, we need to practice turning our mind to the Spirit. Are you about to gossip? Turn your mind to the Spirit. Are you tempted to lose your temper? Turn your mind to the Spirit. Drop the ethical and religious teachings and come back to God's living Word, which reveals that the life of the triune God is dispensed into our spirit to make our spirit life, and also reveals that the mindset on the Spirit is life. We have something higher than bright virtue, ethics, and morality. We have the triune God dispensed into us. What can compare with this? This is not philosophy or religious teaching. It is the Zoe life dispensed into our spirit and into our mind. Life imparted into our mortal bodies. Verse 11 reveals even more of God's dispensation. Here Paul says, "But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from among the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from among the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you." This verse reveals that Zoe can be imparted through the Spirit into our mortal bodies. Therefore, not only are both our spirit and our mind Zoe, but even our body can be full of Zoe. Seeing the vision. We all need to see the vision of the dispensing of the life of the triune God into the three parts of our being. If we see this divine vision, our natural concept of ethics and morality will be shattered. We need to say to the Lord, "Lord, I thank you. Since you came into me, my spirit has become life. Now if I set my mind on my spirit, my mind also will be life. O Lord, how I praise you. Through your indwelling spirit, Your Zoe life can be dispensed even into my mortal body. Lord, I worship you for this, I enjoy this, and I am one with you in this dispensation. This is the dispensation of the life of the triune God into the tripartite man. Through such a dispensing, the triune God becomes one with the tripartite man, and the tripartite man becomes one with the triune God. It is through this dispensation of the divine life that we become sons of God. Furthermore, it is by this dispensation that we are transformed and conformed to the image of Christ. This is the Christian life and the church life. Men of life. Let us turn from religious, ethical, and philosophical teachings and come back to the simple yet profound revelation in the Holy Word concerning God's economy. Our God is the triune God who has passed through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Now he is the all-inclusive Spirit to be the divine Zoe for our participation, experience, and enjoyment. First, he dispenses himself into our spirit, the center of our being. From the center, he spreads into our mind and saturates it with Zoe. Then he expands into our mortal body, and thereby makes our whole being Zoe. In this way, we become men of Zoe. Hallelujah! We are not men of religion, morality, or ethics, we are men of life. This reading is entitled The Triune God and the Tripartite Man, and is compiled from Life Study of Romans by Witness Lee, published by Living Stream Ministry. Life Study of Romans is available for purchase as an ebook in your favorite ebook store. It is also available as an audiobook on Audible.com and on Apple Books and in print from LivingStream.com.